We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and joining us right now. It's always a treat when we get the great Howie Long on, Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
Pride of Villanova.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, is he the captain on that Fox pregame show? Every week?
Well, you have to ask him. I would say he's the guy I listen to more than any of the other guys.
What's up, Howie?
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up, Howie?
Ike, you got to get Pella to replace a couple more doors and windows at your place. I'm just saying. I mean, Pella's listening. We get that. Let's get a movement going.
Now, let me tell you something, Howie, and this is true. When I saw your name pop up on the screen and I had to do that live read, because you've done so many commercials and reads and this
thing. He's a movie star, Howie.
I'm sitting here like, don't mess up this live read with Howie Long on there, man. Unbelievable.
No, it's tough. You guys really, I work on weekends and now Thursday nights. I mean, that kind of got me in hot water at home, but that's a whole nother story. You guys work all the time. It's a grind. I mean, I pop out there and do stuff for Skechers and Chevy and, you know, and all that. Uh-huh. But look, if I'd have told you how long you played, how long?
Nine years.
Okay. You played nine. How long have you been doing this?
11.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'd have told you 20 years ago that you'd be in it 20 years from that day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 25 years at Fox.
Wow,
it's been that
Terry,
long.
Terry and I have been together 25 years. At least 7 of those years are dog years. I mean, you know, he's
You're not kidding.
You guys got
my
a good
man.
Crew here, man. You got a good crew. Well, listen,
we got a great crew.
Yeah, man. Before we get into the Eagles, right? I got to get your thoughts as one of the all-time great Raiders. Your thoughts when you saw the Raiders, John Gruden, trade Khalil Mack to the Chicago Bears. What did you think about that?
Well, you know, when I saw him in uniform, it was like some things just don't compute. I think there are priority positions. And, you know, Khalil is a unique individual because Khalil is... You know, I don't want to compare apples and oranges because Aaron Donald is, I think, the best I've seen. Mm. He's special. And Khalil's special. It's just a different position. It's like saying, how do you compare a 5-technique defensive end to a 7-technique defensive end? You can't.
Right.
They're two different positions. Or a 3-4 inside backer to a 4-3 inside backer who's a run and tackle guy. Mm-hmm. They're just different guys. But Khalil is not only a dominant pass rusher, as we saw the other night. I mean, but what ends up happening in the second half, he just, to me, just ran out of gas, having only been in camp for 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's inevitable. They pick the pace up at the second half, and, you know, they start going no huddle, and that nothing wears a pass rush down like no huddle. But to trade a generational player, it's not something I would have done. But when you give John a 10-year contract, it's John's vision.
Right.
And, you know, Mark is supportive of that. And John's vision is if we tie that money up on that one player, and although the cap is going up and it's a longer conversation, the cap's going up, $10 million a year. So between Carr and Mack, it would have been 20, 21% of the cap, which is doable. In my mind, but they felt that it would tie their hands in free agency, and they pick up some extra draft picks. And I guess really what it comes down to is, what do you do with the draft picks? What do you do with the free agency money?
You got to hit on it, right?
You got to hit on it. Yep. And if you hit on it, everyone forgets about it. I don't know that it's been depicted that he didn't want to be there. I'm not sure that that's the case. It's just one of those deals. Let's leave it at this. They just couldn't come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time to move on, and they did. And Khalil is not only your best player, but he's your best guy.
Right.
Which is rare, as you know, Ike, is rare.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guys, well, you know, but he's really talented. How many times have you said that, you know, over the years? But he's really talented. You know, I don't want him watching the dog or the kids, but he's really talented.
Right.
But, you know, he's a talented player, and you know, hats off to the Bears for, you know, getting in the batter's box and taking a swing.
All right, Howie, how can you best explain Nick Foles is a complicated case, right? Because you saw what he did in the Super Bowl, which we'll remember for the rest of our life. But then you see him in the other times where...
No, let's back up for a second.
What?
It was stunning.
Right.
No, it was stunning. And I don't think his heart rate got over 60. Am I right, Ike?
Yeah, he's seen.
I've never seen anything like it. Chris played with him in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen Nick for a long time. And he had success, and, you know, the staff was smart enough to go back and look at what he did under Chip and, you know, incorporate some of that into the offense. The offense as a whole, and I think, you know, Doug talked about it, you know, let's not put it all on Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's protection. Some of it is we don't have our – who do we have at wide receiver now? Who's our number one guy? Well, the number one guy last week was Ertz, you know. And that's a tough spot to be in. And the running game – here's what I take away from it at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Is you win the Super Bowl, there's the parties, the parades, the ring ceremony, the pats on the back, the banquets, the books, the radio shows, and all that. And it's a long time before you play that first game, and the first game was a gut check. It was a true gut check. It was a 12-rounder. The front was dominant on defense. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with Matt Ryan? I'll tell you what's wrong with Matt Ryan. Hit me 15 times. I'll start blinking too. I mean, it's just a reality. Al Davis coined the phrase a long time ago, the quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard. He went down, and he went down hard. And it was a number of times. And, you know, that throws it off. And then you become Julio-centric, and the red zone issues that they had last year pop back up again. And then the offense, and particularly the offensive line and the running game, kind of in rounds 10, 11, and 12 kicked in. And the mental toughness of the team that we saw, the resiliency that we saw last year, showed back up. So you can say, well, what's wrong with Nick? What's wrong with the offense? The one thing that showed up that is truly the true test when you're talking about trying to repeat, because of all the things that I talked about, the banquet, the ring ceremony, the parade, which was amazing, and Kelsey's speech was, I mean, epic, all-time speech, is two things, health and want to. And how important is it to you? And it was obvious last week that it was important to that Philadelphia Eagles football team, and it showed up at the end of the game on offense, and that defense throughout the course of the game was, whew, and they're coming in waves. It's like Baskins and Robbins.
Yeah.
You know, now serving 14. You know, I saw where some people aren't happy with their snaps. I mean, listen, it takes a special mindset to play in Philadelphia right now, particularly if you're in the defensive front, because you're working a rotation. And the rotation is something that wears people down and keeps people fresh, and it's the way the game's played. When I played, if it were 80 snaps, I played 80 snaps.
Yeah.
If it were 90 snaps, I played 90. If it were 50, I played 50.
And it's a different game.
I never looked to the sideline. It wasn't even in my DNA to the shuttle bus. What?
Right.
No. But it's a different game. And, you know, it started with San Francisco under Bill Walsh and Jimmy Johnson. and they started rotating players, and that caught on.
Yeah. I tell you, and it's really, Howie, how they won last year and how they were able to be so dominant last year because they could rotate so many guys on that front four. It kept them fresh down the stretch. And a guy who certainly benefited from that is your son, man. I know this may make you blush a little bit, but I got to ask you about him because he's only been here for a short period of time. And Connor Barwin is the only other player. I guess Malcolm Jenkins, too, but he's been here a little longer now. But for Chris, who have only been here for a little over a year now, and to have the impact not only on this team, but in the community and just his social awareness. Yeah. I mean, it has, for me, I didn't know all this about Chris Long prior to getting him here. And for the signings that the Eagles have made over the last couple of years, man, I tell you, I don't know if they could have made a better one than adding Chris Long to this locker room. How much longer do you think he wants to play, let alone can play?
Well, Ike, he truly loves to play.
Yeah.
He loves to compete. He loves being part of a group that is moving towards a goal that's bigger than self. I think really what it all comes down to, Ike, is how well am I playing? Mm-hmm. If I'm playing well, I'm going to keep going. I don't want to put words in Chris's mouth. I mean, obviously when you're 33 years old, you have to kind of evaluate things on a year-to-year basis. But I think he's someone who has such a passion to play. And you can see it because the 50th snap looks like the first snap.
Yeah.
And that's rare. And that's the one thing that I always tell younger players is don't cheat yourself. Get ready. Get ready, prepare yourself to be great on every play. Give yourself the best possible shot to be great on any play, because in those three or four plays throughout the course of a game, you could impact the game.
Yep.
All the work you do during the week, everyone goes to meetings, everyone gets treatment, everyone practices. Who puts in the extra work? Who wants to go the extra mile to be great, individually and collectively?
Howie, how you look at the game this weekend? Obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's shown that he can look like he did last week, but then the consistency has kind of been the focal point of his career, and then Nick didn't look good. So they're down in Tampa. How do you look at this game this week?
Well, the head coach is a great play caller. Two really creative play callers. That's an interesting matchup. That receiving core, Mike Evans is, get him off the bus first. I mean, he just, am I right?
Oh,
Mike?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
he's just, you could talk about catch radius, you could talk about, all those things, but he kind of combines a lot of the things that you want quickness, speed, size, competitiveness, toughness, wants to be great, and that was evident last week. And Jackson, Philadelphia knows Deshaun. He can still run by anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a great job in combination, and, the young tight end, the protection was really good last week, which is scary. And once again, I go back to Matt Ryan last week at Atlanta. He got hit a lot. How many times did Fitz get hit? It wasn't a lot. I think he had two or three pressures maybe.
Yeah.
That's it. So, he's a really he's a smart guy. He went to Harvard. I mean, he couldn't get into Villanova. So he's a smart guy. He's a guy that's going to go through his progressions the right way. He's going to be kind of an extension of the head coach and his play calling and concepts and understanding of what the defense wants to do. Philly's defense has a shot to be really good. And I don't want to make the commitment that they could be better than they were last year. And there's a couple. I think Haloti really looks good. I think the depth of defensive tackle is special. You've got four defensive ends that you just roll in. And Michael can play inside. He can play outside. you get Bradham back. The secondary's deep. They're versatile. And it just keeps getting deeper by the week. So it's going to be a really, really great matchup.
All right, there he is. Howie Long. Howie, always a pleasure when you by and say hello. And we look forward.
It's the only place I get to talk football.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that.
We did everything in 20-second sound bites on the studio show.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with Terry running his mouth, too. It's even less time.
Oh, he's a riot. I'll tell you what. I haven't had a bad day with him in 25 years.
Mm. Excellent. Howie, we'll talk to you soon.
Continue success, brother. Yep.
All right. Easy. Take care.
There he is.
The great Howie Long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.